Right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories for you. Ukrainian troops took back four villages in the south back from Russian occupation as they continue to fight. They just won't give up. Love it. Elon Musk has subpoenaed the Twitter whistleblower pertaining to spam and security issues as they're still fighting. Here's my thing. I haven't even shared this before. Here's my thing about the whole Twitter and Elon Musk thing. I think eventually Elon Musk will buy Twitter. I think this whole legal lawsuit stuff is, I want to buy it. I ain't buying it for what I said I was going to buy it for. And I think they're going to get something worked out eventually where that's what's going to happen. Right now, they're still in the legal of like, I don't want to buy it. And they're like, you said you're going to buy it. You're in breach of contract. And he's going, no, you're in breach of contract because you didn't tell me there was all these spam accounts and you wouldn't give me the number of spam accounts and blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, and so then basically they're going to have this little fight over you said, and then it's going to become, okay, so there's more spam accounts than what we initially said. Do you still want the company or no? Yeah, I do, just not for $140 million or billion, whatever it was. And then they're going, okay, so how much will it be worth if we tell you exactly the number of accounts that there are and blah, 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 and then they'll work out some number. I think eventually Elon Musk will still own Twitter. It's gonna be for a reduced amount than what he initially had offered. So this is just part of the, like, this is a big elaborate negotiation is what I think is going on. Final top three story, more monkeypox vaccines are going to be distributed by the United States. And I think it's $11 million for production of the monkeypox vaccine that the United States is going to be providing. One of the other stories, I haven't really even brought this up. I kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I think it's pretty big. President Trump has demanded reinstatement as rightful president or a new election immediately. Oh? Yeah. Apparently, he was on the True Social Network, and basically, there was this story about Mark Zuckerberg. We brought it up last week, if you remember, that Mark Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan's podcast admitted that Facebook limited the number of Hunter Biden stories that were going to be distributed on the Book of Faces. And the reason is because they were warned by the FBI of Russian interference with the election. So when this Hunter Biden story popped up, they assumed that was Russian propaganda. They just went, that's the Russian propaganda we were warned about. And so they limited the distribution of the story. Now he's saying, you know, now looking back, we realize it wasn't Russian propaganda. Oopsie. And you're like, why are you laughing? You can't laugh just because you're the only one that sees my face and sees my facial expressions. This is radio. So anyway, they go on and they, so that's the thing is he's like, oh, our bad. And so with that, President Trump went on a big rant about like, okay, then, I should be the, so he says this. So now it comes out conclusively that the FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election, which that also came out from the FBI whistleblower. And if they didn't, Trump would have easily won the 2020 presidential election. This is massive fraud and election interference at a level never seen before in this country. Remedy, declare the rightful winner or, and this would be the minimal solution, declare the 2020 election irreparably compromised and have a new election immediately. And so, yeah, there's, I saw some of the responses. One of the response, we're 10 weeks before the 2020 midterms, and Donald Trump is still openly talking about undoing and rejecting 2020 presidential election results, which still can't happen legally or logistically. So for now, it doesn't seem to affect his chances in 2024, which is what we go to here overall, is that in 2024, I mean, this kind of stuff, this kind of news coming out, emboldens Trump even more to run in 2024. The January 6th committee trying to find a way that could tie him into instigating the riots at the Capitol. All that does is emboldens him even more to run in 2024. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are checking in clear right now, Bobby. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout Pensacola. We do have an accident on Highway 90. This is going to be going in the westbound direction right off Glover Lane. We're seeing that on Caroline Street is where you'll see delays as well as Glover Lane. So keep that in mind. Again, westbound direction. 29 is checking in clear as well as 98. See something else, give me a call. 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. If you need help planning your business benefits, let Torgerson and Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. There is a new program, second year in place, at Gulf Shores High School. It's an aviation program. I like this. It reminds me of the old vocational programs. You don't see vocational schools very often anymore. It used to be something that was very prominent, and now they just kind of gone the way of the dinosaur. When Gulf Shores was creating their high school, they said they looked at trying to have some sort of technical side of work, things that could help the community and also help people with the getting jobs out of high school, or at least on a pathway of getting a job out of high school. So they started an aviation program that focuses more on the mechanical and technical side of the industry. This is their second year in doing this program. Now, here's the thing. They're building an RV-12 kit plane. So you receive the kit from a company that's called Vans Aircraft. You receive it as a kit, so all the pieces, and you have all the pieces and you put it together. It's a pretty well-known company, pretty well-known kit to build. It usually takes 5 to 10 years to build an airplane from scratch. With all the hands-on help from the students in this aviation program at Gulf Shores High School, it's going to take 2 years to build the plane. According to the superintendent over there, once the aircraft is built, it will be flown by licensed pilots within the program. Two Gulf Shores High School seniors are already planning on furthering their careers in aviation after high school after being part of this program. And I think this is pretty cool. This is the kind of thing that, like, we don't need just this. We need other programs like it to help develop, you know, do career development. You know, aviation is one of those fields that's having a lot of job openings available right now. Pilots, flight attendants, and obviously, you know, the mechanic side, the technical side of things. But then also, what I like is that this is more of a vocational type of thing where you can go to work, you can learn some skills in high school. May not be able to get a job right out of high school in this field, but it gives you a head start, gives you a leg up in that field for you to do your secondary education. We just need a lot more things like this instead of just pushing get a degree. Which is something I saw over the weekend. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw over the weekend the whole discussion about forgiving student loan debt. And one of the arguments I saw was in favor of forgiving student loan debt was saying in today's day and age, you can't get a decent job unless you have a degree. So you pretty much are forced to go get a degree, even if you can't afford college, and therefore you're going to have to get student loans, and therefore the government should pay. Since we're all forced to have to go get a degree to get a good job, it's the government's fault that the work environment's like that. So since it's the government's fault that the work environment's like that, they should pay to help us get that degree. That's the argument. It's the government's fault that you have to go get a degree to get a good job. So because of that, they should help pay for that degree. But it's not really the government's fault. It's HR. It's HR department's fault. It's board. You know, it's the board's fault. The company's board's fault. When they create the protocols for hiring and they go, we got to make sure they got a degree first. I remember years ago, so I got out of radio for about 3-4 years. And I don't have a degree. But I worked many years in radio, and I actually ran my own business in real estate and other businesses for years. And I remember it was very difficult for me to find a job working for other people. And I remember one time I actually had a hiring manager tell me outright, you meet all of the qualifications we want in somebody. You meet all of them. Your experience that you have with writing press releases and doing all these other things, you fit everything we want to a T. But you don't have a degree, so we can't even do the interview. And I was like, what? What kind of sense does that make? But that's the way it is in the world. It's an HR problem. The government didn't force them to do that. The government didn't tell them to do that. And I made the choice years ago to run my own businesses and be self-employed. And I never thought I would go work for somebody else. It bit me in the butt when eventually I decided I did want to go work for somebody else. And eventually I dropped that whole idea, went back working for myself again. And I got back into radio as my second job. And so, you know, that's the way it worked. It goes down. But it's HR departments. It's the boards for the company that are choosing hiring practices, not the government. But it would be nice to start seeing more vocational type of programs in our schools to allow good paying jobs as an option. For example, we got now at Pensacola State College, we got a truck driver program, right? To get your CDL. I'm betting there's probably some stuff that we could do with PSC on the high school level here in Pensacola to try to get some of that training done on the high school level to ramp them up into the PSC program. Maybe get some dual credits or something like that. I just think there's a lot more things we could be doing for vocational education that we just aren't even touching. And part of it's because of our old, you know, we're still following the old style of education and stuff. I don't know how it developed into this. Everything points to going to college, going to college, going to college. And I don't know how it shifted that way over the past 20, 30 years, but it did. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We got to get a quick break. We'll come back here. We'll take your phone calls on News Radio 92.3.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes,
it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're talking about the just vocational schools, career development. Gulf Shores High School has their second year of their aviation program, and they say it's going very well already. Let's go to our News Radio 92.3 hotline to Heather. Heather wants to weigh in on this. Heather, what's on your mind?
Hi, it's actually Heather Ann. How are you today?
Oh, Heather Ann. Thank you very much for calling, Heather Ann. Sorry about that.
Okay, so when you said it was somewhat of a dinosaur, it just kind of, what I teach a vocational program, it's called Career and Technical Education.
Oh.
And I actually teach video editing and exactly kind of what you were talking about. You know, for people to go into the media industry, we give them their industry certifications. And I teach at Washington High School right here in Pensacola.
Oh,
also,
nice.
We have an Aviation Maintenance Academy at my high school, along with a culinary academy, a nursing academy, like pre-nursing, and sports medicine, early childhood education. Like, it is not a dinosaur. We are alive and well and educating tomorrow's workforce.
Yeah,
so
I should have brought up.
Walk out of high school ready to take the job.
Yeah, I should have brought up Washington because I did know that Washington has a pretty good vocational program. I've known a couple of my friends whose kids attend there, and they've actually been doing a very good job with that. So I'm glad you actually reminded me of that over there. So, yeah, because they actually have one of the better ones over
here. No
problem.
I just was
here.
Like, we're not dinosaurs.
Yeah.
We're still doing the deal.
And it should be that way. And we just need more schools doing it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
They are. Well, the state of Florida invests a good amount of money into the education of career and technical so that we can have a better workforce walking out of high school. So the state of Florida is really doing right by this as far as a Florida educator.
Yeah, I like
that
it.
That teaches it.
Thank you very much, Heather Ann. I appreciate it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are checking in clear right now, Bobby, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Lillian Highway. See someone else on the road, just give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour.
Tennis legend Serena Williams getting a whole lot of attention on Twitter today. They're celebrating her as the greatest of all time as she kicks off what could be one of her last appearances at the U.S. Open tonight. If a user tweets about Williams, now they see a special emoji to celebrate and honor her. It's a goat emoji, holding a tennis racket and appears next to the hashtags Serena, Serena Williams, and thank you, Serena. Government-sponsored lender predicting the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rates are going to fall. Fannie Mae believes it'll be an average of 4.5% by next year. As of late last week, it was coming out at about 5.5%. Attorneys representing the Surfside condo collapse victims asking for more than $100 million out of that billion-dollar settlement agreement. That would be their fees plus a multiplier of 4.5, and Judge Michael Hansman agreed that a multiplier might be warranted.
The highest fee awardable by law is not this case. The Kanker case that was cited, for example, by counsel, which allowed a 5 multiplier, took 10 years. It was 5 trials. It was countless time. It was at least 7 or 8 appeals. It wasn't this case.
And in the end, the judge did award the attorneys just over $70 million.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've got to get a quick break. We come back here. I actually want to share this poll about Generation Z and the career path that a quarter of Generation Zers are looking to get into. I'll talk about that next. For you, I guess you moved on really easily. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A quarter of Generation Zers plan to become social media influencers. A quarter of them. Yeah, they're like, I'm just going to become a social media influencer for my job. Now, don't get me wrong. You can make money at social media influencing. You can. Just like you can make a lot of money as a star football player in the NFL. But how many high school football players are going to end up in the NFL? You can make a lot of money as a A-list movie star, but how many people end up as an A-list movie star? It's like that same kind of percentage at this point. And I think a lot of Generation Zers just think, I got to do is start a YouTube page, start a podcast, open up an Instagram or TikTok page, and I can make money at it. And yeah, no. It's just as hard to make money and develop and get following at that as it is to be an A-list movie star. But that's their plan. Interestingly enough, more men than women feel that being an influencer is their only viable career path. That's scary.
Local hosts every weekday and a dedicated local newsroom. No other station covers local issues like what's going on with the progress of Three Mile Bridge or the Pensacola Beach sign, the homeless population in Pensacola, overcrowding of animal shelters in Santa Rosa County, the latest drama of the e-scooters, traffic warnings and storm coverage, and more. Your local news station is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sign up to be one of our listener advisory board members. It doesn't mean you're going to actually have to go to any meetings or anything like that. It just means we'll be sending out some surveys pertaining to the programming of News Radio 92.3. Get your thoughts and opinions, suggestions even. And so you can give us your feedback about News Radio 92.3. All you got to do is go to our website, newsradio923.com, click on the listener advisory board tile, and fill it out. And then pretty soon, we'll be sending out, after Labor Day, we'll be sending out the surveys. So you can give us your feedback on news, weather, traffic, and even the talk show hosts. So, and give us even suggestions, the whole works. So be sure to do that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here in about 4 minutes. Got your next traffic on the fives. Plus, we have today's sign of the apocalypse. Top three stories here for you. The Ukrainian troops have taken back 4 villages in the south from Russian occupation near Kherson. as they continue to fight for their own property. Elon Musk has subpoenaed Twitter's whistleblower, seeking information on spam and security as he continues to fight the lawsuit that he breached the contract and not purchasing Twitter. And I was saying earlier, I think this is just all part of the big negotiation. I think he still will end up with Twitter, but then will it's just going to be for a lot less price than what he initially offered. And then more monkeypox vaccines will be distributed in the United States. The United States government spending $11 million on monkeypox production. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up splitting the series against the Montgomery Biscuits last week. They won three games. They lost three games. They're off tonight. They play another six-game series beginning tomorrow in Chattanooga. You can listen to the games on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Although, I believe on Friday, because of high school football, the Blue Wahoos will be playing on our other sister station, Pensacola Playlist, 94.5. Is it 94.5? Yeah, 94.5. Pensacola Playlist. So it's a fun station. In other sports news, let's see here. We got the tennis going on earlier today. In the men's, Daniil Medvedev. I said earlier, Dmitry Medvedev. He's the former prime minister of Ukraine, president of Ukraine. So Russia. My bad. Daniil Medvedev, the number one ranked tennis player in the world for the men, ended up winning. And then who's the other one that you need to know? Right now on ESPN2, you've got the second match going on between where'd it go? Well, I just lost it. But, yeah, there's a match going on ESPN2 right now for men. And then coming up at 7:30 will be another match for the men on ESPN. Right now on ESPN, a lot of people are watching this one. Serena Williams is playing, and this could be, she said she would retire after the U.S. Open. So this could be her very last tournament that she's involved with. And Serena Williams is, so far, she's won one of the matches. So we'll have to see what goes on with that one. In Major League Baseball, Miami Marlins are getting beat by the Dodgers 2-1 right now, top of the fourth inning. Rain delay between the Cardinals and the Reds. Bottom of the second with the Cubs against the Toronto Blue Jays, that's still scoreless. Boston Red Sox against the Twins is also scoreless at the top of the first inning. Then tonight at 8:45 on ESPN Plus, it's the Dodgers against, or sorry, it's the Padres against the Giants. And in sports news, one of the big news stories today, Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback for the 49ers, who's been demanded a trade. He hasn't shown up to training camp, hasn't gone on any offseason drills. Apparently, he has worked out a one-year deal with the 49ers and will remain with them as the backup quarterback. Steelers running back Najee Harris has been dealing with a Lisfranc injury. It's a broken bone in the top of your foot. So he's been dealing with that, but that's the one you can't really play that very long with, so not sure how long what's going to happen with that. Washington running back Brian Robinson is doing well after being shot in a robbery attempt, and they have not ruled him out. Excuse me. They've not ruled him out for the 2022 season. So even though he was shot. And then Matt Rhule, the head coach for the Carolina Panthers, says backup quarterback Sam Darnold is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. And so not sure what they're going to do with the backup quarterback just yet to Baker Mayfield. Though that is your sports hit. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Not seeing anything that's really going to slow you down. No major accidents to report. We're taking a look at our major highways, I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays, as well as Davis Highway and 9th Avenue. If you see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, real quick, if you would like the... if you would like to win a pair of tickets to the Sanger Summer Movie Series, this Saturday, it's one of my favorite movies when I was growing up, The Princess Bride. And so if you would like to see The Princess Bride, get two tickets on us, then just text in the word. Let's see here. Text in the word. What's something new with Princess Bride? Give me something. Yes, use that phrase. I like it. Prepare to die. Text in the phrase, prepare to die. And you, if you've seen the movie, you know what that's about. If you haven't seen the movie, shame on you. You need to go see it this weekend at the Sanger Movie Theater. But text in the word prepare to die, or the phrase prepare to die, and you could win a pair of tickets to go see The Princess Bride at the Sanger Summer Series this weekend. By the way, I went and saw Jailhouse Rock last week, and that's the first one I've seen there. And I didn't know this. An hour before the movie starts, they have somebody playing an organ, playing music from the film that you're about to see. So I got there a little bit early just so I could listen to the music play. And so it was a really fun, cool experience. And so if you would like to go see it, text in the phrase, prepare to die.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Today's sign of the apocalypse, you might have a problem with your marriage if this goes down. A man in Florida was recently arrested for soliciting a prostitute. Now, it's actually, unfortunately, common that married men do solicit prostitutes. What's not common is he was on his honeymoon at the time. Say what? Yeah, there was a sting operation by local police to crack down on sex trafficking, and he was one of them that was busted on his honeymoon. Oh, boy. That's not, you might have a problem with your marriage if your spouse is, your new spouse is soliciting prostitutes on your honeymoon. He may be a sex addict if you're soliciting prostitutes on your honeymoon. Holy smokeronies. Yeah, that's not good. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, got a couple of stories pertaining to your phone. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
See on News Radio 92.3. We got a winner of the tickets.
Winner has been picked. We're waiting for a response for their info.
Okay, waiting for the info. All right, good. Yeah, it was fun. I loved watching the Jailhouse Rock. By the way, so I don't think I've seen Jailhouse Rock since I was a kid. Like, I didn't remember hardly any of it. And I was like, this is a bad movie. I was like, I mean, I love Elvis. So love Elvis music, of course, and so I love the music of it. But I'm like, this guy stinks, and like the plot is terrible. Like there's no, like all of a sudden it just, I was like, this could be a qualification for Mystery Science Theater 3000. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, there's a new Guinness World Record that's been set. A Nebraska man has apparently paddled 38 miles of the Missouri River. Now, I know what you're thinking. That doesn't sound like a world record. But he did it in a hollowed-out pumpkin. Dwayne Hansen did this apparently on his 60th birthday recently. Launched his pumpkin boat, which apparently he's named Berta, in Bellevue. That's just south of Omaha. Paddled downstream to Nebraska City. It took him about 11 hours.
Oh, boy.
But I would have thought that he's probably the only person to ever have this idea to paddle by pumpkin. Yeah. Apparently not. The original record was set by a North Dakota man who went 25 miles by pumpkin a few years ago. I'd
you
never heard of this.
Smell so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting in a rotten pumpkin for 11 hours.
How would you ever get all the seeds out?
Yeah, they hollowed it out first.
Right, but even when you hollow, you never get all the seeds. You ever tried to get the seeds out of a pumpkin? Yeah, you can never get them all.
You never get them all out, especially if you got a pumpkin that's big enough for you to get inside. Yeah, that's a lot of seeds right there. So that's gross. I would not.
I would like never want to see a pumpkin ever again if I had to live in a pumpkin for 11 hours floating down a river.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
No grazie. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Charlie Crist has chosen his running mate for lieutenant governor, Carla Hernandez Motz. Introduced her on Saturday. She's the teachers union leader down in Miami. She's the three-time elected president of the United Teachers of Dade. It is the largest labor union in the Southeast United States, fourth largest school district nationwide. And she has, she's basically, well, there's a few things to let you know about her. She's born in Miami, but her parents are from Honduras. She's the first Hispanic leader of the United Teachers of Dade and has a family background in unionizing, as her dad, when he first got here, just worked as a, eventually worked his way into carpentry and then got involved with the union there and then became a union leader that way. And then she fought hard for teacher pay raises and won. There was a county ballot measure raising property taxes by $142 a year. And when it was all said and done, the ballot measure passed by 70% vote, due in large part to her organizing that way and backing that. So that's pretty big right there. She's not a big fan, though, of school choice. She's not she does not like public money going to charter schools. She explained at one point that the legislatures want to privatize public education. There's no problem with private schools. They were established for a reason. And there's no problem with charter schools or charter school teachers either. But they shouldn't be funded with taxpayer dollars because they do not have public oversight. They are not accountable to the public, but public schools are. So, yeah, she is not a fan of school choice, of public dollars going to other things like that. Here's another little factoid about Carla Hernandez Motz. She protested for Dreamers back in 2017 when President Trump was trying to phase out and replace the Deferred Action and Childhood Arrivals Program, DACA. So she was part of the protest groups on the Capitol, and she got arrested as part of the protesters there. So, yeah, there you go. All right, that's a little bit about her. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major delays to report. We're checking in clear on Davis Highway as well as Olive and Langley. Also looking good on 9th Avenue, north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola. Not showing any delays. And Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre 98 is checking in clear. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. I saw this earlier. I just want to bring it up again. When I was looking for this story about Carla Hernandez Motz, the running mate for Charlie Crist, I came across this story from August 18th. Just a reminder. It was something that we actually covered. And this is where the new poll, Nikki Fried leads in Florida Democrat primary. Now, this was, if you recall, this was a few days before the primary happened. And sure enough, it shows that Nikki Fried, according to this poll, covered 1,600 registered Democrat voters. She would have gotten 47% of the vote compared to Charlie Crist's 43%. And Charlie Crist at the time said that poll is just an outlier. It's just an outlier. Well, as it turns out, a few days later, when the actual election happened, Charlie Crist ended up getting not 43% of the vote. He got 60% of the vote. And Nikki Fried, instead of getting 47% of the vote, only got 35% of the vote. So instead of her winning by 4 points, which is what this poll suggested just a few days before the actual election, she lost by 25 points. That is a massive, massive difference. And once again, why even bring this up, Bobby? That was in the past. It's just a reminder that the polls suck, and we shouldn't pay any attention to them. That's what it is. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Do we get a winner for those tickets to the Princess Bride at Singer Summer Series?
Yes, it is Aaron. Congratulations, Aaron. Have a good time at the movie.
Congratulations. It's fun. Like I said, get there a little bit early because there's an organist who plays music, the music from the movies, that he's going to be playing. So, and I thought it was kind of enjoyable. Just nice time to just sit down there and relax and just talk to the organ music playing and everything. So it was kind of a cool thing. I saw this story. One, we mentioned this before. You should not charge your phone overnight, according to experts. If you charge your phone, once your phone's fully charged, if it keeps charging, then it overheats the battery, and that weakens the battery over time. Now, I've said I don't think I could do that because my phone's got to be, like, charged and ready to go first thing in the morning. I can't spend 30 or 45 minutes letting it charge, especially because if it doesn't get fully charged by then I'm screwed. Or if my phone dies in the middle of the night, how am I going to get up in the morning? Like, I'm one of those that if you just let me sleep without an alarm, there's a good chance I might sleep for 12 hours. Like, I will sleep forever. I'm a sleeper. I have to use an alarm. And so that would be scary for me if my phone shut off and it didn't wake me up. By the way, I want to wish Natalie Hitchcock well. Hopefully I pronounced that properly. Natalie is a local nurse and apparently was in an accident over the weekend where she broke her femur tubing. Oh my goodness. Just breaking the femur period just feels atrocious. But we wish you well. Hopefully you'll recover very quickly, Natalie. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Thank you for listening. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.